All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, March 21st of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a ton of sports already underway and plenty of sports still to come later today. We have golf, League of Legends, soccer, college basketball, tennis, MMA, NHL, COD, NASCAR, and NBA all on deck on this Saturday. So it should be a super fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. We have an early MMA slate coming up really soon here in about the next 30 minutes. This slate will lock, so I figured that'd be kind of a good opportunity to just kind of focus on this slate and work around it. First question of the day is, how do you contest sim a hand-built lineup? And then there was like another part of this question saying, can you hand-build a lineup on SaberSim? So I'm going to show how to do both of those things for MMA here. So the first thing is, you can hand build a lineup on SaberSim. The way you do this, though, is you open up the lineup section. You have to turn off any templates that you have. And then the other thing is that I'm not sure, like 100%. I believe if you have like a entry file uploaded, you may or may not have to toggle on or off the use compact lineup view. So if you turn your templates off and don't see a lineup card like this, try toggling the use compact lineup view on or off. But once you get to this screen, right, this is a 6-fighter card. It'll look different for every sport. For NBA, it'll be 8, and it might even show like what positions here. There's technically no position since everyone is a fighter in MMA. But what you do is you just click into this. I just click it, right? And then now these plus icons load on the side. And now I can start building a lineup, right? So, okay, so I'm going to build something. Let's say I take, you know, the top value fighter and then maybe like the top value fighter under 8K. The top value is also the top projected. Maybe I skip the second and I go with like the third. I'm just kind of making stuff up. And then I'm going to go to ownership. Maybe I want to take like a low owned fighter under 20% or something. Let's say I want to take Wood here. Okay, I'm left with like 8,400. And at 84, maybe I decide to pay up for 87. And then I'm going to take this rock person. So I hope I'm not. Oh, yeah, I am. Okay, so here I gotta remove one player. I'm playing somebody against an opposing fighter, which I don't really want to do. Okay, Campbell seems okay. All right. Oh, he did it again. Okay, I have Murphy. So let's get rid of... let's get rid of the underdog here. And let's go with someone else. Am I playing Riley? No. Okay. So no Murphy check, no Riley check, no Lane, no Kata, no Silva. All right, cool. So I've hand-built a lineup here. I am not playing any fighter against their opponent, so that part's good. Okay, so now that I've done this, right, I'm going to click Save. And I save the lineup. The lineup goes into my pool. Okay, I can see it here. All right, so then let's say I go back and turn on a template, right? Okay, I'm going to create a group. And let's just say I'm going to create a group with one lineup. I'm going to go to Uniques 1. And I'm going to just sort it. Since I haven't run a build, I'm just going to use projected score. So now this one lineup effectively exists in my build. And then if I were to go to the contest tab, I believe we could do this. Try this right now. And I turn on a sim. And I should update the user entries. So my user entries said 150, but I know I just have one. So I just say one. I go back to my build. Okay, my run contest sim button lights up green. That's great. So now let's see if this sim works, which it should. And there is another way to do this. Okay, cool. So it looks like our sim finished, which is great. Keep in mind, so right now I have, if I were to use a target ROI aggregate metric, there would be no ROI because that looks to see if I have an entry file. Since I don't have an entry file, and notice this ROI here is blank too, I would have to change these to be that custom sim I ran. And then now I could see, hey, this lineup is actually good, right? 112% for the table here, okay? This is also using target. So what I would have to do is, I'm going to slow down here. Right click on any column header. Click edit columns. This ROI one is not valuable to me. I need to go and look for the one that I created here, turned on manually, and use that ROI. I click apply. It is now here. I'm gonna move the other one away. And now I can see the ROI that was the matching 112. So this is how you hand build a lineup in SaberSim and sim it. The other way I think people might do this, which I do want to cover here, is, well, what if you hand built the lineup on, say, DK instead of Saber, right? That's the other scenario. So for that way, so I'm going to go and I'm going to hand build a lineup really quickly for MMA. All right. See, we gotta find a GPP. This one looks okay. Carolina Mullins fight canceled. Okay. All right. So let's pick a lineup here. Sola, Rock, Patterson, Wood. Let's go Pinto. Okay, I think this one's good. No Lane, no Page, no Franco, no Jones. Okay, cool. So I've hand built a lineup here on my phone, right? So now I want to see how that lineup is going to perform effectively in the Sims, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to import the entry file first. Actually, I'm just going to go to a new build. I'm just going to go to brand new build here. So I go to a new build. That way we kind of have a fresh start. And I'm going to import the entry file, right? So if I go to the contest tab, notice the contest says one contest with one entry. That's perfect, right? If I go here, and I go to players, I can see, hey, my exposures for that lineup, you know, this is the one that I hand built, right? But I still have to get this lineup into a build, right? So the way I would do that, and I would go to the build. So I'm going to use the file that I just downloaded. Okay, I'm going to open up the file, right? So this is what the entry file looks like, and I'm going to expand all these columns. What I need is I need this file. This is a little bit trickier. That's why I like the hand building and Saber Sim option better. I need this file to look like, and we'll run a demo real quick, 500. I'm about to use a third build. It's okay. I basically need the file format to be matched in a way that Saber Sim would understand it. So I'll show you what that file format must look like. Okay. So when you run a build in Saber Sim, and then you download the lineups, this is what the lineups look like. It has the fighters in the first six columns, and then it has their player IDs. If you're uploading lineups from anywhere, this is the format that they need to be in. Fighters starting in column A, row one, with the positions, and then the lineups in row two across. All this other stuff doesn't really matter. Like, this can be gone. But this is the part that we need to match. So mine looks like this, right? So what I would need to do is, first thing I need to do is delete these columns with the contest info, because that's not super important to us right now. And then the other part is that I need to get these names and parentheses out of these columns, right? So if I were to try and upload this, which I'll just like show, I would try to do that. So to upload a file of lineups, you open a build, you click upload pool, and I'll wait for the build to load. All right, date modified. Okay, so it's this one, check. Let's see if this works. I don't think it will. Maybe it worked. Cool. Okay, so I scratched that last part that I mentioned. I think the most important part is going to be having the fighters and then having the player IDs present. Even though they were in the parentheses with the name, it looks like Saber Sim is able to kind of parse it and make sense of it, right? So we had the fighters, we uploaded it, great, it's in here. Then you would do the same thing. Then you would come in and then you would click Run Contest Sim. So there's effectively two ways to do it. I think going straight in Saber Sim is a little bit more direct, a little bit better, but you can also build it on DK and then import it into Saber Sim with a little bit of tweaking in Excel. So those are the two ways that I would do that. All right. Next question. When doing NHL lineups, how do I make a rule so I only get players from lines 1 through 3 in my player pool? Okay, good question. So let's go over to NHL for today. And we'll go over to the early slate. Totally fine. All right, build lineups. So if you want to ignore players who are on effectively EV line 4, which is what it sounds like here, right? Lines 1 through 3. What I would do is I would use a filter and I would say show players with EV line is not 4. And then I would save. When you do this, if I come in and sort by EV, notice now all these four fourth line skaters are unchecked, and then only the third line skaters are checked here. So you can use a filter for that. And then what I would do is I would rename it. That way you can use it again. And I would say just like no line four, click save. And then this will always be there on any future NHL slate as well. So pretty straightforward, but that is how you do that. All right. Next question. Thoughts on going over 1% of entries in the smaller contests on Yahoo or Owner's Box when you get a 10 to 11% rake and playing 3% of that contest entrance instead of moving up to higher stakes? Thanks. Yes. I think that makes sense. I would not be afraid to enter more than 1% of entries, especially in these good contests, right? 10 to 11% rake contests are actually really hard to find, right? There's not a lot of them across any of the sites. There are few, kind of few and far in between. So I would take advantage of them, and I would be willing to play more than 1% of entries. So I'm with you on that one. All right. Question in the YouTube chat here, jumping over there. Spencer said, can you do a deep dive on the Golf Millie Maker settings? So I believe this is a question in regards to the Masters, which is coming up here pretty soon. We're like about, I think, two-ish weeks away there. We don't have projections yet. So it's not like we can, even though the slate is up in the app, I believe. Let's go golf coming. So we're talking about this 4-9 slate here. How far is this? So we have 1, 2. Looks like we have about 3 more tournaments until we're able to get to this point. But I believe salaries are out. So time will tell. As far as projections go, yeah, it looks like salaries are out too. Projections for this tournament will probably be available, I would guess, on the Monday of the tournament. So I think that's going to be like the 6th that these would be out. So keep your eye out for that, but we should have projections early in the week. As far as settings go, you know, I tend to rely on SaberSims settings, you know, and if we could even just look at this week's tournament to discuss this. So we're going to go back to Thursday for the tournament in progress. All right. So I tend to not touch any of the filters, the rules, changing the sliders, or the min-max salary. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't, okay? And if you want to get ideas about what you can do, what I would probably do is I would go back to a past slate and I would look at what some of the best players in the lobby did. And this is kind of like what people do in business. They call it like model, mimic, and master, right? You see something maybe that one business is doing, and you say, hey, this is actually really good, and you take it and you use it for yourself, right? You see this in like football a lot with, you know, like RPOs, right? Run pass options. When teams started doing that, you know, everybody starts doing it, right? And they steal it. So you could do that in DFS as well. So like if I go back to last week's tournament, we go to the contest tab and we go to the large field Millie Maker, right? This $25 Millie Maker is like, hey, I'm going to play the Millie for the players coming up. You know, this is a very good contest to study because it's going to play close to that upcoming contest that you want to do good in, right? So it's okay. How did players play in this and which players performed well, which players simmed well, and what can I learn from them, right? I think that is like the key thing that you need to be trying to kind of answer Okay, so the way I would do this is I would go to the Users tab. And this is our contest flashback tool for anybody who's never seen it before. So what I like to do is I like to focus on the users who maxed it. I like to sort by sim ROI. So there's a couple different ways you can do this. I tend to try and focus on some of the top sim ROIers in the contest. I know some people like to focus on players who won, right, and actually profited. So what I would probably do is if that's the angle you're coming from, I would try and, you know, find some type of balance. And sometimes, you know, you're going to see players in the DFS lobby that you know, that you've seen before, and maybe you want to kind of focus on them and see what they're doing, right? So I think that for this example, I'm just going to go with the top sim ROIer here. Now, if I open up the projection section and I click the plus icon on a user, that is going to update the projection section to only show their exposures, right? So here I can see, hey, what was this user's highest exposure? And we can dive into this a little bit more. I might add in here the leverage column. I might add in the value column too. So I want to see, okay, projection, exposure, leverage. That looks good. I want to see, I don't really care about like score and leader. Okay. Let's go like right here. All right, this looks good. So I can come in here and I could say, hey, you know, who was, and this might be like a good one, right? If you're looking for any type of like filtering or stuff like that. What was the lowest projected player this user was willing to play? So I sort by projection and then I scroll all the way down. So this user was willing to play golfers that were projected at the lowest was like 42, right? It doesn't seem to me like there is like some hard cap here where they kind of cut it off. Like, oh yeah, I set a filter of, you know, 40 points or something like that, right? But you can also see like how far down someone's willing to go. Looks like they took a couple shots here with like Smotherman and Moore. We can also sort by, hey, how much was like point per dollar value important to them? Nothing like really stands out to me here. What about leverage? Well, they had a couple leverages of double digit, very small positive, right? 11, 12, 12. So they're not taking some massive stand, pretty flat in both directions here, like negative 10%, positive 12% leverages here. Highest exposed player was 40%. We can also look at like, hey, how much salary did they use, right? Hey, they used 49.7. The second user used 49.7, 49.7, 49.4. So most of these are above like 49K, all right. So I have some ideas, right, about things that I can do just based off of one user. And I would look at multiple, right? I would spend time looking at, you know, three players, five players, to get, you know, kind of more ideas about the things that I may or may not want to do here, right? Okay, so now I'm going to take some of those ideas and I'm going to apply them in my own build. And then I'm just going to act like I'm building for the tournament that just started. And we'll wait. Let's do this. Okay, so we're back on the UFC slate for today, but we're going to go back to golf from Thursday. All right, so now that I'm back on the golf slate, so some things I learned, right? All right, I probably might want to increase my minimum salary. You know, $47,000 is the minimum default, but a lot of the top users were using a much higher number. So maybe I increase my minimum from 47 to 49. Maybe I set a projection filter here, like a safe number, and I'm going to say filters show players with projection greater than 40, right? And then maybe I can even name this. And it gets rid of all these kind of lower players where they have some ownership, but they don't have a lot. But I just kind of don't want to waste lineups on them. So now I've used Flashback to adjust some settings. And now this just kind of pushes me in the general direction that some of the best users in the lobby were coming up with. So that is a way to study lineups and then apply those adjustments from what you learn. All right. Next question. Looks like a little bit of a two-parter here. We'll get all this in. All right, next question. Since NHL doesn't have live sims, would it be possible to download the contest data from DK and upload those ownerships to do kind of a manual live sim using actual ownership and actual score so far? Or would that be too complicated? Okay, so I don't believe you can do the actual projection, regardless of knowing what the actual score is. Because even if you uploaded actual scores, like let's say it's the first period and somebody has 0 points, right? If you upload a zero, we're going to say, hey, they scored zero the entire game. Not they scored zero to this point in the game and, you know, project them for the rest. So the live projection part would not work for sure. In theory, the live ownership part should work, but I do know that somebody has tried doing this recently and they ran into some issues. So our team is actually looking into that. So like basically what someone's doing is they're uploading the live ownerships and they're combining it with the projected ownership and they're trying to upload a custom field, but for some reason it's not working during late swap. So in theory, that should work. I think we're going to try and fix whatever is wrong there. But in the short term, I do know it's not working at the moment. There would be value in doing that because you're getting the actual ownership. I don't know how, you know, the math wouldn't work perfect because you would effectively need to redistribute the ownership kind of on your own. So like, let's say that, you know, I don't know how many players are in a golf or NHL lineup. Hold on, let's go over to NHL. Let's go back to NHL. Okay, so in an NHL lineup, there are 9 skaters. Okay, there's 9 skaters here. So let's say, so that means there's 900% ownership, right? Every position needs to add up to 100% ownership. So let's say the first game locks, and let's just say one game locks. And, you know, one game locks, and we had projected that there was going to be a combined 150% ownership from game one used. But what actually happens is there is 200% total ownership from game one. So the first part is, okay, you upload the actual ownerships. That way we know these players' ownerships are different and the net difference is plus 50% ownership. The problem is you need to take away 50% ownership from the rest of the skaters on the slate. I don't know how you do that. So that would definitely be a bit of like a little project, you know, and it could be like a fun kind of project that you do, you know, maybe using like ChatGPT or like Claude, and you figure out, you know, how do you update those ownership values. So it would take a little bit more work, but I do think it's possible. So that is kind of the route that you would need to go down if you wanted to do that like accurately and properly. But then what you would do is you would upload the ownerships and then you would create a custom field. The thing I was mentioning earlier is that I do know that there is an issue that when you are in a late swap build, if you try and generate a field from ownership while the slate is in progress, it is not working properly. So I don't know how big of a fix that is going to be, but that would also need to be fixed prior to this process working. But hopefully, you know, it gets fixed sooner rather than later. And, you know, by the time you figure out kind of the ownership thing, everything kind of works cohesively. All right. Next question. When you were hand building that MMA lineup, you opened my eyes to something I've never considered before. Just wanted to say thanks. Right on. Happy that helped. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you could do in SaberSim. Some of them are, you know, harder to find. And I know a demonstration from time to time can be definitely helpful. So the other thing is that, you know, we do record these, we do timestamp them, all of the little segments. So like, let me pull this up real quick. That way you know where to find it. All right. So on our YouTube channel, if you go to live, these are our shows, right? So like if I were to go to a past show, say I go to this show from a few days ago, if I go into the description and I click more, we timestamp any questions. So like if you wanted to watch the segment about the MMA lineups, again, you should be able to go into this once they all get processed and then be like, hey, you know, the timestamp for that was here. I can, you know, rewatch it as many times as I need to, right? So keep that in mind as well if you ever want to go back and check that out. All right. I think we are all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in on this Saturday. I will be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care.